This is Vectis Radio, and we have the Dragons in from St. George's. We have Ghost, otherwise known as James. Morning.
Morning, how are you?
I'm very well still.
Cool.
And we also got George, who's very quiet this week.
Morning.
And we were just, morning George, we were just talking, because you like football, don't you?
Yeah.
Are you this quiet on a football pitch? Or are you one of those, you know, vocal chaps that like shouting and you know, give me the ball, I want it?
I shout for the ball.
You shout for the ball?
Sometimes people don't pass it to me, so...
Oh, right, okay. What do? Do you shout, mean, meanie, meanie, or one man? Do they shout one man still?
Yeah.
Do they? When people are being greedy. Anyway, look, I was going to ask you a question, because the other James is in as well. I could ask all three of you a question. And you said, no personal stuff. We don't do personal stuff.
Obviously.
So don't panic, all right? I'm just going to... What was the last film you saw? What was the last film you went to the cinema to see? That's my question. Who wants to take that one first? Who can remember that far back? It's all gone quiet. Don't tell me where I'm being.
But the thing is, well, let's just start this off, okay? George and James have probably, well, the other James, shall I say, have probably been to the cinema, whereas never in my life I have never been to the cinema, and... Just quickly, I have never been on holiday either in my life, so
wow.
There you go. I would like to go, but the problem is money situations, families, money don't grow on trees, guys. Money don't grow on trees.
That sounds like your parents.
Yeah.
Money don't grow on trees.
Yeah, it does,
Ghost,
actually.
James.
It does.
So you've never been to the cinema and you've never been on holiday?
Nope.
Do you know what? There's a young lady that I was having dinner with, a friend's wife. She said that she'd never been abroad, and she's going abroad later this year, aged 52. She's going to Gran Canaria. So
nice.
It'll come eventually. Just don't give up. You will get a holiday.
Just stay determined.
So never been to the cinema, which, I'd be honest with you, I don't see the point in going to the cinema these days, because most people have got a big enough TV hanging on their wall at home with a nice sound system, so what's the point? Why go? Anyway, let's move over. Same question to you, George. What was the last time? When was the last time you went to the cinema? What did you see?
Fast and Furious 8.
8?
Yeah.
Had you seen 1, 2, 3, 4, 5,
yeah,
6,
I watched
7?
Them then.
All of them?
Yeah.
Were you excited?
Yes.
So you went in, you saw the film. Was it a letdown or was it a wow?
It wasn't so good because Paul Walker wasn't in it because
So Fast and Furious 8 you went to see.
Yeah.
Did you see all the others at the cinema, or did you watch them on video or DVD at home?
DVD at home.
Yeah, you did that thing with your eyes when I said video then, because you know what a video is?
Yeah.
You do know? Have you played a video? Have you got a video machine? Have you got a video machine at home?
Yeah.
So you've actually put a cassette video inside the machine. That's, I mean, bearing in mind you're what, 16, 17?
16.
Because they are like they've been phased out now. We got rid of our video long time ago, probably more than 16 years ago. What about you, James? What was the last time you went to the cinema? What did you see?
Before I get to that, actually, I do have video tape at my dad, actually.
Okay.
I still have the machine at my dad, yes. And to your question about cinema, what the last thing I saw, I think at the top of my brain, if there is one...
What, a top? A top of the brain?
Yeah, I'm wearing a top.
It might be that big, there's no top, it just keeps going, the brain. Just like that. Go on. What,
film.
Yeah, back to the film.
Yeah, back to the main point at hand here. I would say either The Great Wall or... Oh, God. My brain just gone dead after that. I think the Great Wall was the last thing I seen. I can't remember. Now I'm like, brung out March time, I believe.
Or, The Great Wall?
Yeah, I think that brung out in March time, wasn't it?
It's recent, isn't it? Who was in it? Do you remember?
Oh no, I don't know. I don't even know the actor. Oh,
The Great Wall.
Yeah.
I'm thinking. I've seen a clip of it.
I seen the whole thing.
Okay, it was good, was it?
Yeah.
Can you recommend it?
Yeah, I do recommend it. Actually, a quite decent film.
Do they still bring out at half time? Does somebody bring out ice creams?
What? What do you mean ice cream?
Well, what they used to do years ago is half time. Someone would bring out ice creams for you to buy.
No, they don't do that.
They don't do that anymore.
It's the modern era. Do people do that? No.
Thank you. It's the modern era. Yeah, 2016 the film actually came out.
Wait, what?
And it was probably made in 2016. Probably on the screens.
What time?
Well, according to this, it's 2016. The Great Wall. Okay, when it was made, it was 2016. It actually appeared in the cinema in 2017 in February. Okay. I don't recognise anybody other than Willem Dafoe. That's the only people that I recognise from the film. But you say it's a really, really good film.
Yeah.
But what's it about? Do you remember?
I think we'll talk about how the Great Wall came around or something. I just can't remember the whole thing.
Okay. European mercenary searching for black powder became embroiled in the defence of the Great Wall of China against a horde of monstrous creatures.
I don't remember that. I'm trying to hit Draco. I know.
You didn't go to sleep through it, did you?
No, I watched the whole thing.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm actually liking it. Or I'm actually watching that film. My friend Adam, you don't know nothing of him. I don't know any information. He was actually watching Logan, actually, he was. And he was actually quite upset at the end of the film. I'm not going to spoil anything.
Well, I'm upset because you've never been to the cinema. I reckon we should have a whip round and
We need to take you to a cinema. We need to.
What film would you go and see? If you could choose any film, what film would you go and see?
Well, I would actually like to go and see Fast and Furious 8, actually, because even though I actually want to wait for it to come out on DVD, still I would like to go and see it because I am a big fan of Fast and Furious also, and like what George said, I have watched pretty much all of their films from the start.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Including Tokyo Drift?
Yeah, including Tokyo Drift, yeah.
What's Tokyo Drift?
Basically, it's based on the actor Lucas Black plays a part in where he is basically moved to Japan to compete in Japanese street racing and Japanese drifting against the Japanese drift king known as DK. And he basically, Lucas Black basically is playing as Sean, which he, later on when he goes to Tokyo, he actually tries to practice drifting and he fails so many times until he eventually gets the hang of it and he has a race set up against DK and eventually he actually wins it.
Right. Okay. So you would like to go and see that then, or you'd like to go and see number 8 of
Yeah, I'd like to. Yeah.
Excellent. All right. Would you go back again and see it?
Yeah, to watch it.
No.
No.